Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
All right. Well, I guess I'm the fucking weirdo because I don't pee in the shower.
Apparently. Lots of input this past week.
Heard a few things from the listeners, and we talked to a bunch of people the other night at the bar. I was just kind of polling random people, and I only encountered one other person that doesn't pee in the shower.
Out of many.
So I'm the fucking crazy person. Everybody looks at me like I'm insane. Yeah, man, I do it all the time. I'm fucking nuts because I don't pee on myself when I'm trying to clean myself.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, even when I went to work, I'd pull everybody I worked with, and they're all on my side.
So I'm going to start shoving people's washcloths up my ass and stuff because apparently they don't care. Whatever.
Well, they ain't the same shit.
What's the difference? You're getting clean anyway.
Well, I don't want to get into it.
I'm going to shove like bars of soap up my ass at other people's houses. What's the difference? It's soap. You clean shit.
Interesting point. I always wondered about that.
Yeah. So you fucking animals. All of you.
Kyle hates you
all. Fucking animals.
Yeah.
Pissing all over yourselves.
Yeah, like a week and a half ago, Kyle was on a forum, and there was a topic on regarding piracy.
Yeah, see, I don't post in forums, message boards, normally, kind of as a rule, because usually either, if there's a lot of people there, and they're having a big discussion, either somebody's already said more or less what I have to say, so there's no point, I just watch it,
yeah.
Just read it, or... Like, the forum's so full of morons that there's just no point. But I got sucked into this fucking thing. So I'm on this forum, and they posted a poll. And the poll was, how bad is illegal downloading?
Plain and simple.
The available answers were, I don't believe it's a real form of theft, and therefore shouldn't be illegal.
That's one.
It's okay to cyber steal from major movie or music producers, but shitty to steal from up-and-comers.
That's two.
Not as bad as stealing the physical CDs or DVDs of major producers, but it's still theft.
Number three.
Stealing either a physical copy or a digital copy of a major work is equally bad, or stealing over the net is worse than the other ways because it takes no balls.
That's a stupid one.
I voted for the third option, even though none of them really fit what I feel about the thing. The third option was not as bad as stealing the physical CDs or DVDs of major producers, but it's still theft.
And I agree with Kyle. Yeah.
Well, that's not exactly how I feel about it. It's more like a combination of the first three.
You got to
like,
break it down. Yeah.
Well, for one thing, I don't think it's as bad as, like, I don't think illegal downloading from major producers is as bad as from, like, up-and-comers, you know, indie artists, that kind of thing. Doesn't mean it's not bad, it's just not as bad to me. It's like stealing $10 from somebody who has $20 versus stealing $10 from somebody who has $1,000.
Yeah, it's,
you know, one,
it's relative.
One to me is obviously worse, even though both are bad. But on the other hand, all of them call it theft. And I don't think illegal downloading is theft. Because theft, if you look it up, involves taking something away from someone so that they don't have it anymore. Like, so you could steal a CD, because if you go to a person's house and take the CD, they don't have it anymore. Now you have it.
Yep.
But if you download a copy of the CD, everybody who already had the CD still has it. And now I have it too.
Yeah.
You just made a new one. Now, that's a potential loss. If you would have bought it, if you couldn't have downloaded it, then they're not getting your money.
Yeah, that's the
But they didn't
the key,
lose any money. There's
that's
a big
the key
difference.
Word.
There's a big difference to me between reaching into somebody's pocket and taking money out of it, or just not giving them money.
Yeah.
There's a big fucking difference to me.
Potential loss. Key phrase.
So, like the first one, I don't believe it's a real form of theft and therefore shouldn't be illegal. I don't believe it's a real form of theft, but I'm not so sure I don't think it should be illegal. And it's okay to cyber steal from major movie or music producers, but shitty to steal from up-and-comers. I agree that it's shittier to steal from up-and-comers, but it doesn't mean I think it's okay to steal from major producers. So, you know, it's kind of a weird combination of the things. But so I started posting in the forum, and it was pretty innocent at first.
Yeah.
I made a post that said, I voted for the third option, but my actual feelings on the topic are some combination of the first three. For one thing, it just plain isn't theft. I'll go ahead and be the first douche to post the definition of theft, according to Merriam-Webster. A, the act of stealing, specifically the felonious taking and removing of personal property with intent to deprive the rightful owner of it. There you go.
Deprive.
Or B, an unlawful taking as by embezzlement or burglary of property. As a few people have pointed out already, it's not theft by either definition. When you download a song, movie, whatever, you're not taking anything. You're making a copy. There's no direct loss to the original owner. It's all about being deprived of potential gain, which is another thing entirely and really isn't quantifiable. You just can't know what the difference in sales would have been if there was no downloading. For another thing, I definitely think it's worse to download from up-and-comers than from big established names. That's not to say that doing one is bad and the other's fine, I just don't think that they're equally bad. So, I mean, that seemed pretty reasonable to me.
And pay attention to the last part, because...
I just don't think they're equally bad.
Yes.
So... Well, in response to that, somebody said, yeah, fuck all those successful people. Their right to make money is less than that of up-and-comers. That's not what I fucking said. In fact, I said the exact opposite of that. I said they were both bad. Ah. And so, okay, so the first reasonable response, it was fairly reasonable, was somebody said, see, the ridiculous part of your assertion is that the inherent value of art is in the actual piece of shiny plastic or bound tree that the art resides on. Well, first of all, I didn't say that.
He didn't say that.
In actuality, the true value is inherent in the sensory experience the art gives you. And that value is instantiated by a monetary transaction that occurs when the art is bought. In the case of literature, the sensory experience is the ability to see the world vicariously through another person's lens. For music, it's the chemical release that you experience when you hear something pleasurable. These things are separate from the media they reside on, hence the 5-cent CD media priced at $10 and 50 cents worth of paper priced at $20. All books and all CDs are identical in form. It's the content that creates the value. If you steal the content, it is indistinguishable from stealing the original media. Okay. Well, for one thing, he's arguing points I didn't make. I didn't say that the value of art lies on the physical media in which it is presented. I never said that.
Never said that.
I don't disagree that the value is actually in the art itself. I completely agree with that. Where we start to really disagree is where he says that stealing the content is indistinguishable from stealing the original media. I agree, except that I don't agree with what he meant. Stealing the content, if you actually stole the content, meaning like you went and took the masters from the CD or whatever, you know, if you steal the content, now they don't have it anymore, then yeah, it's still stealing. But we're not talking about stealing, we're talking about copying, we're talking about copyright infringement, illegal downloading. It's not the fucking same thing.
It is not the same thing.
So what I said was, that's not what I was saying at all, regardless of where the actual value lies, and for the record, I agree that the art itself is the valuable part of a CD, DVD, or whatever, downloading is not taking away. If someone makes a copy of a CD for me, I get to enjoy that CD, right or wrong, along with them, not instead of them. Am I wrong in assuming that most people are okay with loaning and borrowing these things? The only difference is that you have to give it back. By your logic, I should have to send the artist a check for my experience, because he's saying that the value, what you pay for, is the experience. If I'm experiencing it, I have to pay for it, by his logic. That's what he's saying.
Basically, yes.
So if I borrow it from somebody, I should like send them a dollar. Send the artist a dollar.
Some kind of payment, yeah, for your experience.
And this is where the whole fucking thing starts to go off the rails, because up to this point, it was, you know, fairly calm and rational, even when they were misunderstanding me. But then the name calling started, and this is where I really should have just quit, because I should have known. I got sucked into this fucking shit.
Dude,
I've done this before. I know better. I haven't posted in a forum in forever. So he says, are you fucking retarded? Why is renting things cheaper than buying them? Purchasing the item gives you the ability to repeat the sensory experience at whim. The purchase price is essentially an amortized rental fee over the life of the item. Using your logic, I should be able to redbox a DVD, meaning get it from like Netflix, and rip a copy for repeat viewing. No one gets hurt, right? By doing that, you raise the rental prices for the rest of us who want to watch a movie once. Okay, well, again, see, this happens all the fucking time when you debate with somebody on the internet, because they don't know what the hell they're doing, and they will constantly attack. They'll make these straw man arguments. They'll attack arguments you never made to make it look like they're defeating you, but they're things you never said. I never said no one gets hurt if you copy stuff. Obviously, record sales go down if everybody's downloading instead of buying, and that is a form of getting hurt. It's just not the same as theft. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, and they're pulling shit out of their ass and arguing something that you never said to their advantage, and thus thinking they've won some kind of argument.
I really don't want to read the rest of this thread because it was really fucking long, but I will read one more post because this was from some other idiot.
Yeah, it went on
forever.
This
person is a fucking moron. And like that other person was at least kind of reasonable, even though they never understood my point the whole fucking time.
He called it.
But they
called
weren't. They weren't an idiot. They like their phrases made sense. I at least kind of understood what they were saying. This other person is a fucking moron. So there's some quotes from other posts that I made. Like, the person quoted me as saying, if you steal a CD, somebody loses that CD. If you download a CD for free, nobody loses anything. And then they said, except for the cost of production expected to be recouped from the sale of the CD, except that, as I said a bunch of times in previous posts that I haven't read, I said a bunch of times that that's a potential loss of sale. That's not an actual loss. You didn't lose anything. You just didn't gain, which if you steal a CD, somebody loses it. You lose it for real. If you steal a CD from the store, they don't have it anymore. They can't sell that to anybody.
Yeah, and it's very different. How do you measure the potential?
If you download a CD, all the CDs are still in the store and they can still be sold. There's no actual loss. You just didn't get money. So then they quoted me again. I said, I don't think that the value of art is in paint and paper. I just don't think that copying is stealing. That's really it. All I've been trying to say is that they're different crimes. I used the word crime. They're different crimes.
Yeah, he said crimes.
And to that, all they had to say was a bunch of question mark smiley faces. Little confused faces.
Of course. Children.
So they quoted me again. I understand that when you buy a song, either on a CD or digitally on iTunes or whatever the case may be, you're paying primarily or entirely for the content and not the medium on which it's presented. I know that. But when you steal a CD, you are literally preventing its content from being sold to someone else. When you download a CD and don't pay for it, there's no direct loss. That's all I've been trying to say the whole fucking time. So this idiot says, except to iTunes, who will not have your business of legally downloading the album. That's not a loss. That's a loss of a potential sale, which means they didn't actually lose anything. I just didn't give them money. They just didn't make more money.
And you've stated that in the past.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
And then this idiot says, what gets me the most about you, Kylo, because that's my name on there, Kylo. What gets me the most about you, Kylo, and some of the other posts I've read, is that you're okay stealing music because the record labels have enough money already from the bygone days of record stores and concerts. Okay, first of all, I never said I was okay with stealing music. And I never said the record labels have enough money already. I never mentioned record stores or concerts. You're trying to justify being a scumbag by saying the rich don't need to get any richer. No, in fact, I actually said in an earlier post that they have every right to make money just like anybody else.
Completely ignored.
Does that mean when I'm at your house again, I can copy again? What do you mean again? When I'm at your house again, I can copy your social security number, use it to open credit card accounts, and give copies of the cards to all my friends, too?
What is
You're
that?
Not out anything. I simply copied your number.
What does that have to...
Okay, again, no, it's not okay, but it's not theft. You didn't steal anything from me. It's a crime. You can't go around opening credit cards in my name, but you didn't actually steal anything from me. And I know people use the term identity theft, like I stole your identity. Again, it's a misnomer, but it's so fucking popular that, you know, whatever. But it's still defined as a different crime. You're not charged with the same thing. And that was my whole point about the difference between piracy and actual stealing. All I was trying to say is that they're different crimes, and I think that's kind of important because in the particular case of piracy versus actual stealing, I think that piracy is not quite as bad. I see that it's a problem. I see that it causes a loss in record sales, DVD sales, and that kind of thing. And it could potentially drive the prices up, although it hasn't, because if they drove the prices up, that would actually encourage downloading. So the prices have actually stayed artificially low, even though they should have driven them up.
Yeah.
But I see how that's a problem. I just don't think it's as bad because I know for a fact, and I do download shit illegally. Fuck it. So does everybody else. And I'm not saying that makes it okay. I'm just saying, you know, if you've never downloaded anything illegally, you probably aren't listening to the show right now. But anyway, opening credit cards in my name is a crime. It's just not stealing from me. Copying down my social security number is not stealing from me. So no, it's not okay, but it's not the same fucking thing.
Yeah, potential loss.
So I responded to that garbage. I responded to, except for the cost of production expected to be recouped from the sale of the CD. I said, no, they didn't lose that money. They spent it. They didn't lose anything directly. The only thing they lost was a potential sale to you, the downloader, and that's very different from actually taking something. Still wrong, just not the same. And then to the confused faces, I responded. I said, I don't get what you're confused about. Again, not advocating piracy, just saying that it's a different crime.
Again.
And then they said, you know,
Except
iTunes will not have your business of legally downloading the album. Again, that's not a direct loss. And then I responded to them saying, what gets me the most about you, blah, 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 is that you're okay stealing music because the record labels have enough money, blah, blah, blah. And I said, show me where I said that. As far as copying my social security number and using it to open credit card accounts, that's ridiculous. I didn't say it was okay to copy. It's just not the same crime as theft. And once you go opening credit card accounts, you're committing a new crime altogether. So no, it's not okay. And so when I said, show me where I said that, this idiot said, are you kidding? Your whole argument is that it's okay to copy.
Oh, yeah.
No, Jesus in fact, Christ. I've only ever said the opposite. But okay. So then the idiot says, okay, imagine you have a copy of a downloaded album and you give it to a friend and he went and bootlegged thousands of copies. Are you not responsible as well because he got his copy from you? That makes you the getaway driver, does it not? Well, okay, first of all, your metaphor or whatever doesn't work. How am I the getaway driver? Did I drive him away from bootlegging? What? Yeah. That doesn't even
this
make sense.
This is bullshit. They try to put your thoughts into perspective when you already put them in perspective for them.
And it's completely changing the subject. Now we're talking about bootlegging.
Changing the subject.
Illegal
yeah.
downloading and bootlegging are not the same thing. Because bootlegging is, A, you might even be acquiring a legal copy first, but then you're making more copies of it and you're selling them. That's completely different
completely
from just
different,
downloading them
and
for
a
free.
Different crime.
Again, yeah, it's a crime. It's a different one, which is not even what we're talking about. We were talking about theft versus piracy. Now we're talking about theft versus piracy versus illegal copying and redistribution.
we're just
adding things on top of the pile.
Yeah.
And then she said, it was a girl. She said, I said, show me where I said that. She said, since you asked. And then she quotes me. And she quotes me as saying, I wasn't making an assertion about their rights. They certainly have as much right to make money as anyone. I simply think it's better not to be confused with right to steal from the rich than from the poor. Which, right there in the statement, I asked her to show me where I said that it's okay to steal from the rich because they have enough money. And in the fucking statement she quoted to prove that she was right.
She quoted.
In the thing that she quoted, she said, I said, I simply think it's better not to be confused with right to steal from the rich than the poor. Not
Boom.
To be confused with right. It's right in the thing you just quoted.
In your face.
This gets me so mad. And I eventually had to stop. I'm going to stop reading this shit because it's ridiculous. But eventually I had to stop posting in this thread because these people are fucking retarded and they're not listening.
They're circle arguments. Yeah.
They're changing the subject. They're making up arguments I never said and arguing against them.
They're putting
and then
things...
I tell them that I agree with them. And they're like, yeah. No, you don't. You think it's okay. You're a scumbag. Well, then, okay, I guess this is never going to get resolved because you're not going to listen to me no matter what I say. I just told you, you're absolutely right. That's not what I was saying, but I completely agree with you. Okay, are we on the same page? No, you think it's okay. Fuck. It gets me so mad I could cough.
Damn, dude. They're putting things into perspective with ridiculous scenarios that had nothing to do with what you were saying in the first place.
Oh, shit. There was this one thing that got me. I got to look it up real quick.
This is why.
I didn't want to read any more of this, but I got to look this up.
For the record, I quit this shit years ago because of this shit.
Well, for one thing, one of these people said, Kylo is either a child or a fool trying to make money changes the way that you think money should be made. That sentence doesn't even make sense. Trying to make money changes the way you think money should be made.
There goes their credibility.
Kylo clearly has never made any money.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That makes sense.
Who the fuck are you?
You fucking idiot.
Suddenly he knows everything about you and that you're not making any money. Dipshit.
Where is this fucking thing? Oh my God, I gotta find this. It's ridiculous. This guy makes like an analogy about a record store burning down. It's the stupidest thing.
Oh my God.
Okay, I found it. All right, this idiot says, copying the stuff, meaning the art or whatever, in digital form is identical to obtaining the stuff on physical media without paying for it, which isn't true. But anyway, then he says, if a record store burns down, no one really gives a fuck about the $10,000 in plastic that's lost. They care about the $1 million in potential sales that's lost. The value of a human body is separate from the hydrogen, carbon, and nitrogen content. Okay.
All right. I never disagreed with you, but okay, let's do this. All right.
Let's do it.
So I said, in regards to copying the stuff in digital form is identical to obtaining the stuff on physical media without paying for it, blah, blah, blah. I said, agreed. It just isn't theft.
Back to square one.
And then I said, in your record store example, nobody can buy those CDs anymore. When you're talking about piracy, somebody did buy it, most likely, you know, to make the original copies, and the rest that they didn't buy are still on the shelves. So in that sense, the potential sales are still there. That's not to say that there aren't potential sales lost in the people who choose not to download, or who choose to download rather than buy, but it's not the same thing. Oh my God, this is so stupid. And then the guy goes on. I'm done. Okay, I'm really done this time.
All right, stop reading.
The guy goes on, and I'm going to close the window. But he goes on.
Close it.
And he blames me for DRM, which is, if you don't know what DRM is, then DRM. If you don't know what DRM is, you're probably not listening to this. But if you don't, it's digital rights management. It's basically the when people put out like audiobooks or sometimes podcasts, but not usually because those are usually free. Or sometimes, you know, when they put out albums or movies online at digital content, they'll put DRM in it, which prevents you from doing certain things with it. Like you can only copy it, say, 5 times.
Yeah.
So you're only allowed to copy it to like 5 different devices, that kind of thing, because it prevents you from making unlimited copies and sending it out to everybody. And so he was blaming me for that because I'm saying it's okay. And it's people like me saying it's okay that makes
pulling
people
shit out of his ass.
I told him, I even told him flat out, I think DRM is stupid. If anything, I think it discourages purchasing because you can go out, somebody who bought the actual CD and copied it, put it up on the internet for free without any DRM. So if you're like, I can buy this, but I'm limited to what I can do with it, or I can get it for free, bonus, and I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. So it just discourages purchasing to begin with.
Yes.
I totally think it's stupid. I don't like it. I agree with you. It's dumb. I hate it. And he said, it's your fucking fault, douche. I can't take the fucking internet. Have you ever heard of XKCD? I think that's what it is. It's a web comic, and it's completely irrelevant except for this one comic that they put up.
Yeah.
It was like a one panel thing, and there's a little stick figure guy at the computer, and somebody out of the panel saying like, "Come to bed" or whatever, and he says, "I can't. Somebody is wrong on the internet." He's furiously tapping away on the keyboard, and that's
funny.
It's so easy to get sucked into this shit. I mean, who gives a fuck? I could just close the window and never think of this person ever again. But you get sucked into it, you know?
Yeah, I know how you feel. Like I said, I gave it up years ago.
So did I until the other day.
Until the other day,
okay. I guess I forgot. Like I.
Well, you.
Oh
well,
yeah, this is the internet.
This forum, you assume there'd be some intelligent people out there. Safe to say.
I don't know.
You never know with forums.
I have read some of the other posts in the forum.
You have.
Okay. It's hard to say, but yeah.
But you were hoping, you know, somebody would get it or at least back you up, and nobody backed.
Even
you
if
up.
They respectfully disagreed with me, like when I said that it's better to steal. Well, not better. That's even the wrong word. But that it's less bad.
Yeah.
Is there a word for less bad?
Nah.
I'm sure there is. But anyway,
yeah.
That it's less bad to steal from the rich than it is to steal from the poor. When I said that. If you said, I get where you're coming from, but I completely disagree. Stealing is stealing. It doesn't matter who you do it to. I could get that. I could understand that because you know what? Everybody has as much right to not be stolen from as everybody else. I don't care how much money you have. I just think that it's not as bad to steal from somebody who has more.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to be hurt as much by it. It's kind of like it's not as bad to punch somebody in the face as it is to shoot them in the face. Either way, you're a total dick. But, yeah. You know, one's obviously worse to me.
You're reflecting on the law, I believe, yes. The law.
I don't even care about the law. That's the thing. Like, in terms of theft, I don't believe the law recognizes a difference between stealing from the rich and stealing from the poor. And I'm okay with that. I just think, morally speaking, it's not as bad to steal from the rich as from the poor. Because they have more. They're not going to... Like, if I stole $10 from Bill Gates... fuck it. If I stole $500 from Bill Gates, he's not even going to fucking notice.
Yeah.
If I steal $500 from you, you're going to be fucked for at least a week.
Yeah.
So that's a big fucking difference, you know? And I don't care if the law doesn't see the difference. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Because like I said, everybody has the same right to not be stolen from.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has the same right to expect that they're not going to get stolen from and that people aren't going to look the other way if they do. I just think from a moral standpoint, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you disagreed with that, that's okay. That'd be fine. But if you disagree with that and you say, you fucking retard, you think it's okay to steal from the rich? And then I say, no, not what I said. I don't think it's okay to steal from the rich. I just think if you're going to steal from somebody, stealing from the rich is not as bad because they're not going to get hurt as bad by it.
Yeah.
And then you say, fuck you, retard. You think it's okay to steal from the rich? Now I can't talk to you because you're repeating yourself and you're not listening.
But let's go back. The straw man theory.
It's not really a theory. It's like a
the straw man.
It's like a debate tactic, but it's not a valid one because what it means is like it means basically changing the subject and attacking a point that the original point maker didn't make. Like for example, let's see. If I said I think that guns should be illegal because I think we would have less gun crimes.
Yeah,
which isn't even that's not a position that I hold. But anyway, if I said that. And so you said
and I said.
And you said, so you
like going around killing people?
Well, no, not that. It'd have to be kind of related, but something you didn't say. Like if you then turned around and said, oh, so you don't respect my rights. Or yeah. Now what? You don't respect my right to express myself.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing? Are you fucking making like bullet sculptures? What are you doing? That's not what I was talking about. That's not what I said. You can express yourself all fucking day long as long as it doesn't require whatever. That's really not a good example. I don't know what I know what I'm talking about. I just wasn't prepared with an example.
I hope people get it. Yeah.
It's really not important that we define what a straw man is. I think most people get the idea.
They get the idea. If you've been to a forum, you've experienced this kind of shit.
But it's like, and you know, another thing. Well, it's basically the same thing. Another thing people do all the time is like they. People call it like moving the goalposts. Like,
yeah,
they will change their argument. Like, they will change their point as you're defeating their original point. Like, yeah. I think illegal downloading is theft. And then I will say, well, no, I mean, it's not theft. It's still bad, but it's not theft. And then rather than arguing about whether or not it's theft, they'll say, you don't think it's bad?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about whether it's bad or not. That's completely irrelevant. I mean, well, it's not irrelevant, but it's not the same argument. It's
it didn't pertain to your statement, yeah.
You're changing the topic of debate all of a sudden.
And
and just, you know, trying to get me to ignore the original topic because you were losing.
Yeah, so don't go to forums and start debating, kids.
Yeah.
You run into this shit every fucking time.
I can't do it. Man, the internet makes me so mad.
And women are like that, too.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I mean, not all of them. Just like anybody else.
You ever see that shit?
But yes.
Every day.
You can't argue, especially certain women, but you can't argue with them.
Cannot do it.
You can't because they're not interested in coming to a resolution. They're not interested in understanding each other's points. They're only interested in them being upset and you being wrong.
Yes.
And they will take any tactic, no matter how devious, to prove you wrong or to at least wear you down until you say, you're right, I'm sorry.
They will create some standing that you stand for or believe in, even though that goes against everything you said, and argue that against you and say you're wrong when in the beginning.
And if you don't break down, we talked about this before, if you don't break down, that's when they say, fine, whatever, and they leave. They want to leave the room.
Yep.
So, anyway, I don't know. Why are we talking
about? Or they want to break up.
You know what? If you're arguing that hard, maybe you should.
Dump the bitch.
I'd like to say that I have that much clarity of thought, but I don't.
Yeah.
I've stayed with girls. Be careful. I obviously shouldn't have.
Be careful, you men, with those women. They're crazy. Not all of them, just quite a few. Be on guard if you're a rational thinker.
Well, speaking of women, I don't want to bash women all night.
Yeah.
And I like women, you know, when they're being intelligent, which is probably like at least 53% of the time.
Or they're drunk and horny.
No, when they're drunk and horny, I don't know. Sometimes that's cool. I mean, are they super hot?
Never mind. Where are you going?
Anyway, okay. Well, speaking of women, and this woman, I feel, well, she's actually really young. I don't know how old she is, but this girl, I feel, was in the right in this situation. And this actually happened in Michigan. This 17-year-old girl called 911 when her father had a seizure. Okay, so far, makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, her first call didn't go through, so she hung up and she tried again. And while the phone was still ringing, I didn't know they could do this, but apparently 911 can record your call while the phone is ringing. I don't even see how that's possible, but supposedly, while the phone was still ringing, the girl said, "What the fuck?" And, well, I'm going to play the audio from this video clip.
Alrighty.
In the downriver city of Lincoln Park, every year, people dial 911 more than 14,000 times. And let's make it clear right up front, those emergency calls are generally very well handled. But that doesn't make what happened to Adrian Ledesma any less shocking.
I was really scared because, you know, it's my dad, and he fell. He was not supposed to fall like that.
His fall was so frightening because he was just 3 weeks out of the hospital where he underwent brain surgery, and suddenly he's on the kitchen floor, unconscious and shaking with a severe seizure.
I was scared. Like, I don't know, I was freaking out.
So this 17-year-old grabbed her phone and dialed 911. She says she got no quick answers, so hung up and called again. Now, you know those emergency calls are recorded, but did you know the recording starts even before the call is answered? So you can hear her near panic when again she can't get an immediate answer, blurting out the F word just as the call is picked up.
911.
I need an ambulance. I'm Hartwood.
But the Lincoln Park cop who takes the call admonishes her and only makes her more frantic.
Well, okay, first of all, you don't need to swear over 911.
Okay.
And slow down.
Ambulance.
All right. What a douche.
You believe this shit?
It's 911. You would think he gets this all day. You know, people calling up and freaking out like, oh, fuck, get an ambulance here. Fuck.
I've called 911. And when I did, I was panicked. I even said, this is Orion. And I stated my full name, which isn't really relevant. I'm panicking. Yes.
If you're in an emergency, you're going to be freaking out a little bit. I mean,
they're trained to expect this shit.
I can't imagine this is the first time anybody's ever called him and swore.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You haven't had a chance to tell him how serious this is, right? Mm-hmm. And he's already hung up the phone.
Well, I thought my dad was going to die. I was really scared.
So you called back.
911.
Are you going to give me an ambulance?
Are you going to swear again, you stupid...
Are you going to swear again, you stupid bitch?
That's what
he said. Are you going to swear again, you stupid bitch? Okay, well, all right. Maybe he's just really sensitive, which is retarded, to swearing. But then he turns around and he swears back. So, like, what?
Yeah.
What is his point?
He's lost credibility in the first place.
Swear
and
again?
Now he's just totally
you fucking
like an
dumpster
idiot.
Slut. Like, what?
Who are you?
So it's
very
okay for you to swear at me when my dad is seizing on the floor, but it's not okay for me to swear because I'm like, fuck, I can't get through to 911.
It's an emergency.
Sensitive bastard. All
are
right.
we going to have a problem?
No, you're not going to have a
problem. Lose your job?
No, you're not going to get one.
Well, I'm thinking he's seriously hurt because he's still having a seizure, and it's a really long seizure. And I'm thinking that I want to, you know, complain about this guy because he shouldn't be hanging up on me.
So she calls back a third time.
911.
I just want to know what's your name because you're getting sued.
Good.
What is it?
Good. Good for you because you're a buffoon.
Good for you because you're a buffoon. who uses the word buffoon?
Who is this guy?
Yeah, good for you because you're a duty head.
This guy's.
I don't like you.
I'm laughing, but this is really unsettling to me.
Can you imagine, like, all these on the floor, like, bleeding or something, and you're calling 911, and you're like, fucking ambulance here
send
right now.
Send a fucking
and he's like,
ambulance,
all right,
send it now, fuck.
All right, calm down. No need for the language, sir. Okay, I'm sorry, just send an ambulance. Have you learned a lesson? Fuck you, dude, just get an ambulance here. She's bleeding to death. This guy doesn't even know why she called. She could have been
she can't
bleeding
even get
to
a
death
word
for all he
and
knows.
He's hanging up on her.
She said, I need an ambulance, which means somebody's in trouble.
Yes.
And he's more concerned with her language.
Yep.
What a fag.
After wasting more than 6 minutes, the cop finally called the rescue squad.
There it is. I kept getting a 911 call from this filthy-mouthed girl that wanted a rescue. I never found out what it was, and I was never able to transfer it over to you.
Okay, well, that's because you hung up on it, douche. And secondly, why did you even call the fire desk or whatever the fuck? Why did you call to say, like, were you trying to, like, vent? If you don't know where the emergency... Hey, I just got this call. Somebody's probably dying, but I don't know because this bitch wouldn't stop swearing.
Anyway.
Anyway, dude, how's your day?
Yeah. This bitch with a filthy mouth called. Can you believe it? Oh, dude.
And that's the same story he told on the police radio when he dispatched a squad car to the house.
I kept getting 911 calls from this girl, hostile girl, requesting a rescue. No idea what it's for. I couldn't get through her, comments.
Couldn't get through her comments.
Hostile girl?
Yeah, she was so
mean. She's calling
mean.
911 because there's a fucking emergency, dipshit.
She said,
hostile
fuck,
girl.
Send a fucking ambulance.
It's probably
she
pretty important.
I don't think she was trying to be mean. I think she wanted a fucking ambulance. Get over yourself. Oh, she hurt my feelings, so I don't know why she called.
Oh,
it probably was nothing. She wanted an ambulance. I mean, we send those out all the time. Probably a cat stuck in a tree or something.
Meanwhile, Adrian left her older brother to tend to her dad and rushed a few blocks here to police headquarters to demand help and file a complaint. By now, she was even more agitated, more profane, and louder when the cop greeted her with this.
Are you the girl with the foul mouth? And I said, yes. And then he came out of from the back and then put me in the back room and then arrested me.
What? Where the fuck is this? This is Lincoln Park, Michigan. I think that's near Detroit. What?
Yeah,
These people have never heard the word fuck before?
Holy shit. And she comes in demanding help and they arrest her?
Guys, I need help. Are you that mouthy
bitch? Wait,
hold on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I need some help. My dad's... you're coming with me.
Yeah.
Booker boys.
Oh, my God.
This is the one with the mouth. You've all heard about her, right? because the guy's been telling everybody.
Everybody's telling everybody. The whole station knows.
Man, you guys wouldn't fucking believe that. I mean, excuse me. You wouldn't you wouldn't freaking believe this, guys. This mouthy buffoon called me. If she comes into the police station, you arrest her.
That's right. She was cuffed and cited for disorderly conduct and abusing 911, a charge that doesn't even exist.
That's my favorite part. These guys have their heads so far up their ass, they don't even know what's a crime and what's not. They charged her with a crime that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. You believe that shit?
You are under arrest for doing things that I don't like. You are mean. You are a mean girl.
Unbelievable.
You hurt my ears.
Absolutely unbelievable.
I've never heard such language before in my life. I live with my grandmother, and she's a very sweet lady. I'm just glad that she was not taking a tour of the station when you called in, because sometimes we put you people on speakerphone, and she probably would have had a heart attack. But then we would have sent an ambulance, because she does not swear.
Yep. Keep going.
So, who is this officer who so badly mishandled such an important job? He's Sergeant Robert McFarland, a 20-year veteran of the department, and a man who did his best to avoid public accountability for what he did here.
Sergeant,
they're chasing the guy down the street.
What were you thinking?
No comment.
What were you thinking, sir? You put a life in danger, you put the taxpayers at risk.
The officer, who makes at least $62,000 a year, has publicly said not a word at all about his conduct that day, while his boss has not ducked responsibility.
That's probably the smartest thing he did in all of this, not talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he could have apologized, but probably the smartest thing he could have done was not talk about it. But it is kind of funny to watch him run to his minivan. No comment.
No comment.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. He knows he's fucked.
I'm a police officer. I'm very tough.
Lincoln Park's chief of police, Tom Carnes, not only agreed to be interviewed, he was refreshingly candid and made no excuses.
It's not the station's finest moment, I'll tell you that.
The chief frankly admits, my guy screwed up on this. But still, he says he just can't explain why it happened.
He never once asked her, what's wrong? Are you in an emergency situation? Do you need an ambulance? Is somebody dying? No, they don't. It's not, how could he, obviously something happened there. Something that is totally out of his character.
In fact, my review of Sergeant McFarland's record shows several commendations as a Lincoln Park officer. He's repeatedly received positive performance evaluations and not a single disciplinary action against him ever before.
Well, that's probably because everybody who's called in and he's been a dick to before has died. There's nobody left to complain.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Anybody who like finds their dad like that's going to be panicking, you know? So I think they're trained to know that people are going to be freaking out when they call. I wouldn't feel bad if he got suspended, maybe fired.
Is it 30 days suspension? Would that be enough? I think it may be something where he will lose time over, and he will have training, but he'll have his job. Yes.
Well, since my visit with the chief, we've learned he's decided to suspend the sergeant without pay for 2 weeks.
Oh, no, not 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, no.
They didn't fire the fucker.
I.
So he's coming back to work in 2 weeks.
He probably should have got fired. It's not that big a deal to me that he didn't get fired, because he's probably not going to pull this shit again. Not after this, because they're getting their asses sued.
Yeah, who knows?
He's not going to want to go through this shit again.
Yeah.
But still, just on principle, he probably should have been fired. How did you get the job?
And send him for some additional training. Meanwhile, the girl and
sensitivity
her dad,
training,
home recovering, have an attorney, and they're talking.
And then the video clip cuts off, but
that's
basically
it.
They're suing.
Oh, and they're going to win. Oh, my God.
They're obviously going to win. I don't see how they possibly couldn't unless, well, I mean, if they're going to court in that city, then maybe they're not going to win, because apparently everybody who works for the government there is a total poos.
Yeah.
And they're all afraid of swear words.
Yeah, this really freaks me out. If this happened to me, I mean, how many people have died in this guy's hands? What if her father had died? He ended up being okay. He got treatment.
Yeah, they showed him in the video and stuff.
He's okay.
Well, he's still around.
Had he died, holy shit. How can you trust your 911 service, you know, ever again?
Yeah, and I hate it when people say shit like, I pay your salary. Like, people would say that when they get mad when you go into a store. Like, when they go into a store,
yeah,
you
don't get
a
shit about that.
People say that about their taxpayer dollars. But in this case, I mean, she does pay your salary. Well, she doesn't, but her dad does. The guy that was laying on the floor having a seizure that she was calling the ambulance for, he does pay your salary. He's a taxpayer just like everybody else. And you're being a douche. I don't care if she called up and said, listen, you fucking fat ass cunt, I need an ambulance. Send a fucking ambulance.
Send a fucking ambulance.
I don't care what she said. Send an ambulance.
Someone could be dying.
For all you know, if she's acting crazy, maybe she is crazy and she just stabbed somebody.
Yeah, in most cases, even if it's really ridiculous, they'll send one anyway. Like, you know, the going back to the Burger King.
Yeah, thing. Well, I called a, so. I was, actually, I didn't. When I was a kid, one of my cousins was over, and I had a phone in my room, because my room was in the basement, and it used to be a different room, so there
you
was
had
a phone
your own
in there.
Phone?
Anyway, there was a phone in my room.
Yeah.
And my cousin picked it up and dialed 911, and then I was like, what the hell are you doing? And I made him hang it up real quick.
Yeah.
And the cops showed up at our door.
Oh.
So they'll send somebody out.
Yeah.
Even if you say nothing.
Yeah.
But this guy's so concerned about the F word that he's, well, A, he's wasting time. He ended up sending somebody out there, but he's
6 minutes later.
He's wasting time arguing with her on the phone over phone etiquette when yeah. he doesn't know what the hell's going on. Somebody could be bleeding from the head. He has no idea. Somebody's throat could have been ripped out. He has no idea what's going on, and he's just going to argue about the F word on the phone.
And then he goes around tattling about yeah. this girl, like, she said bad words. And the whole precinct is aware of this, and she shows up to complain, and they arrest her.
Yeah, they didn't play the response when he was like, when he called the, I guess it was the fire desk, because that's what the person answering said. But
yeah.
they didn't play the response after he said what he said. And I would have guessed that they were like, okay, should we send somebody? What's the address? Like, what are you talking about, douche?
This yeah, is an emergency. This whole precinct's
but apparently, to blame. But apparently that's not what they said. What they said was, man, I hate that shit. Bitches, man, bitches be tripping.
Yeah.
If she comes in here, I'm going to arrest her ass.
That's what they did.
And that's what they did. She came in. She's like,
illegally.
Look, guys, I really need somebody to come tend to my dad because he's I don't know what the hell's going on. And they're like, okay, yeah, okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Hold on. Are you the mouthy girl? You're the girl with the mouth, right? But my dad, though, Jesus.
Oh, man.
You're under arrest for, I don't know, make something up, abuse of 911.
Absolutely terrifying in my mind. It'd be my worst nightmare.
And it's in Michigan. It's not where we live, but, like, fuck.
You know, it's your government. They have the power. This power, it's so vastly abused in this case.
See, the problem with government
in life or
jobs like this, like police officers, ambulance drivers, firemen, 911 operators, is that I'm sure, I'm positive, just on based on pure probability, that there are plenty of honest, hardworking, nice people who are on the police force, who work 911 operator jobs, who work for the fire department, whatever. But those kind of jobs also attract fucking egomaniacs with an authority complex
who just
want to be in charge.
Yeah.
And so those people get these jobs, and then you get stuff like, I saw this video on YouTube a while back of like some skateboarder kids, and they were skateboarding, and I guess they were skateboarding somewhere where they weren't supposed to be skateboarding.
Okay.
So this cop stops them, and he's just, fuck it, he's screaming at them, calling them names and shit. He's like,
Jesus.
Jerking them around. They're not skateboarding anymore.
What do you mean jerking them around? Like grabbing them and shit?
Like grabbing, yeah, like roughing them up physically.
Jesus.
Telling them, and one of them's filming the whole thing with a camera phone, which is how I saw the video.
Yeah.
He's like, you better not be filming this. You better not be That's another thing cops do a lot. A lot. Cops will say, you can't film me. You can't.
Which is bullshit.
It's not against the law.
It's not.
They're wrong, but they'll say, you can't film me. And cops will do shit like they'll pull you over. And a lot of people don't know that unless they have probable cause, they can't search your car. Now, you probably shouldn't have shit that they could find in your car that's illegal anyway, but they can't search your car, like, if they pull you over for speeding. But they'll say, would you mind stepping out of the vehicle? Would you mind if I search your car? And people don't know that they don't have to say yes, and so people will say yes. And the cops know this. The cops know that they have to get your permission, or they have to have a reason. If they don't have a reason, they'll just ask, and most people will say okay.
Yeah.
And people get fucked like that all the time. And it's because the cops are kind of cheating a little bit. And you know, it depends on what you got in your car, whether or not I really care. But just on principle, on the whole principle of the thing, I care because I don't want that to happen to me.
Yeah.
And what if, like, I don't care at all. If you've got, like, a bag of weed in your car, I don't care. I don't cart your weed around. I don't care. And it's not legal to have alcohol in the front seat. Well, yep. Unless you're drinking it, I don't give a shit where your alcohol's at. So I don't care about
that's
that either.
Stupid law. Backseat.
Like you got an empty 40 under the like front passenger seat, and they search your car and they find it, and then you're in some
that,
shit.
That's one that really that, upsets me.
That like, could be from like returning bottles. That could be from like maybe you were drinking at a friend's house, and like the passenger brought the empty bottle into the car, and it ended up under the seat.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't mean anybody was drinking in the car at all, but you can get in trouble for it. And if you didn't realize it was down there and you let them search your car, you're fucked.
Yeah, zero tolerance.
Yeah.
Don't you hate that shit?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, well, like, there's zero tolerance laws in schools and stuff, but this is kind of a zero tolerance thing, too, because it doesn't matter why you had the open alcohol container in your car, and it doesn't matter if it had alcohol in it or not, and it doesn't matter if they gave you a breathalyzer test and you blew sober. It doesn't matter. You had open alcohol container in your front seat, and you're fucked.
You're fucked.
It doesn't matter if you were doing anything really harmful to anyone or not. So that is kind of a zero tolerance thing, but, like, the zero tolerance school laws, is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, exactly.
So I understand the purpose of the zero tolerance laws. I understand that if you ban, like, let's say a kid brings a gun to school, like kids have brought, you know, if you live in an area where there's hunting, you might bring a hunting rifle in the trunk of your car if you have a car. And you didn't mean to do anything with it. You might not have even really thought about it, but there's a hunting rifle in the trunk of your car.
Yeah.
Now, if they kick you out of school because you brought that hunting rifle in your car, and that's, you know, zero tolerance, we have no choice. We have to kick you out of school because you violated the rules.
Expelled.
You're expelled. If they kick you out of school, other people are going to see that, and they're going to go, well, shit, I better not make any fucking mistakes.
Yeah.
And so somebody, in theory, who has a real reason to bring a weapon to school won't do it. That's the idea.
That's the idea.
Of course, okay. Just like any other, like, just like people who want to ban guns. If you ban guns, the only people who are going to have guns are criminals. And, you know, it's going to be harder for criminals to get them, but they're going to be the only ones who have them. If you kick everybody out of school who's not trying to hurt anybody, the people who are trying to hurt somebody are going to be the only ones with something to hurt somebody. Like, not that, you know, having the hunting rifle would have given them an advantage, but if you... Just because you kick somebody out who wasn't trying to hurt somebody else doesn't mean somebody who wants to hurt somebody else is going to be like, well, I guess I can't. I mean, it's against the rules. It's already against the rules to shoot somebody. If that's why you brought the gun to school, it's not going to stop you that it's against the rules to bring a gun.
Yeah, some of the zero tolerance bullshit and the laws should be case-by-case basis because there's so much gray area involved.
If it were logistically feasible, I would say every law should be on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
I don't think you should follow the letter of the law. Like, for example, and I want to be careful on how I word this because I don't want it to come off the wrong way, but like cases of statutory rape. Now, obviously, if you're like a 30-year-old dude boning a 10-year-old, there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
But if you're like, say you're 20 and you're with a 17-year-old, that's kind of fucked up. But when I was 17, I know for a fact that if some 20-year-old wanted to bone me, I wouldn't have said yes because I'm stupid. I would have said yes because I wanted to, or I would have said no.
Yeah.
There's a difference, you know, there's a difference there. And some 17-year-olds are mature enough to handle that decision and some aren't. I think that kind of thing should be handled on a case-by-case basis.
Case-by-case, yeah.
But it isn't. It's handled on a, well, you were a minor.
Yep.
So,
therefore.
So your boyfriend goes to jail. Kind of basis. And like I said, there's something creepy going on there anyway, probably, but it wasn't actual rape. You know, there wasn't really a crime there if the person consented and they knew what they were consenting to. See, that's where I wanted, because I don't want to come off like a pedophile.
Well, there's rape and there's statutory rape, you know?
I understand but statutory
the,
rape.
The gray like, area in there is so vast.
Like a 5-year-old kid isn't going to even know how to say no necessarily.
Yeah.
But a 17-year-old, what's the difference between a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old?
Yeah, she could be 17, you could be 18.
The only difference is
fucked.
I can fuck an 18-year-old.
Or you could be like 99 years old and you're fucking a 17-year-old. And then it's, you know, there's so much gray area in that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, 18 isn't, well, and it's not even 18 everywhere. It's just 18 here. But 18 is not some magical age that all of a sudden you can make decisions.
Yeah, the arbitrary
thing.
That's
just the law because we had to make some kind of law.
Yep.
So that's the law. But that's why I think it should be handled on a case-by-case basis because some people are more mature than others. Some people are fucking retarded at 30 and maybe shouldn't be making their own decisions. In other news that doesn't make me audibly angry... I was reading a story online the other day, and I found it kind of interesting because Orion and I are both redheads. Speaking of which, actually, not to go too far off topic. We just put up an about page on the main website.
And yeah!
We had our friend Kane Krieger. He's a photographer. We had him take some pictures for us, and we put one of those up so you guys can see what retards we look like.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Totally badass. Anyway, but yeah, we're both redheads. I read this story, and I had never heard of this before, but apparently it's common knowledge. I didn't know. But the story is redheads need more anesthesia.
Yeah.
It's a commonly held clinical belief that people with red hair respond to medications differently from those with other hair colors. Redheads are a tough knockout is a commonly heard aphorism among anesthesiologists. Now, there is valid evidence that the saying is true. A study published in the August issue of Anesthesiology attempted to put this belief to the test. Researchers from the University of Louisville, Kentucky studied the anesthetic response of women with red hair compared with a control group with dark hair color. 20 healthy female volunteer subjects, 10 with red hair and 10 brunettes, were given a standard general anesthetic using desflurane, a commonly used inhalation gas. Only women were studied to rule out any possible confounding related to different anesthetic responses between the sexes. Moreover, all subjects were in roughly the same phase of the menstrual cycle to avoid known hormonal differences in anesthetic responsiveness. After a stable level of anesthesia was obtained, an electric shock of calibrated intensity was delivered to the leg. According to the researchers, the intensity of the shock was one that would be intolerable to an awake, alert person. If movement was detected in response to the shock, the level of inhalation anesthetic was increased until no further movement was detected with subsequent shocks.
Okay.
The researchers determined that roughly 20% more anesthetic was required on average for the redheads compared with women of other hair color, a finding that was highly statistically significant. So basically,
yeah,
redheads don't respond as well to anesthesia.
Yeah, I found this very interesting.
I'd never heard this before, but it makes sense to me. One time I had to have a couple teeth pulled. So I was at the dentist, and they gave me a local anesthetic, and they numbed. I had a tooth on each side that I had to get pulled.
Yeah.
On the bottom, my bottom jaw. And they numbed me up, gave me the local anesthetic, and I assume they gave me the amount they would give anybody else. They do this all the time.
Very controlled.
They know what they're doing. But so they gave me the anesthetic. They pulled the left tooth, and it was fine. I was good.
Yeah.
They pulled the right tooth, and I felt the whole fucking thing.
Oh, God.
I felt all of it because it was wearing off already because it wasn't strong enough. And I had no idea. At the time, I just assumed the dentist fucked up, and maybe he did. But reading this makes me think maybe I just needed more anesthesia, and this guy had never heard of this shit either.
Well, given that one story that, yeah, you can question that. But I have a story as well. Yeah, I went to the dentist as well, and I had to get two, like, really, really small fillings in the back, and he gave me anesthesia, and he went to drill into me, and I felt everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And I didn't say a goddamn word because there were, like, four interns that were really hot coming in and watching everything with clipboards. So I'm sitting there, like, staring at him, but, like, oh, it was so painful. It was so painful. It was like that white light pain where your vision turns to white because it's so intense. Your nerves are just freaking out. So, yeah, with both of those stories, we thought this was very interesting.
Yeah, that's just anecdotal evidence.
Plausibly true, yeah.
It seems to make sense now that I'm reading this. And when he was pulling, my dentist was kind of a dick, so maybe he was just fucking up. Because when he was pulling the tooth that I could feel, I was trying to just bear it. I just wanted to get it over with. And he's pulling on it, but it hurts so bad, I couldn't help it. I let out a little, I just couldn't help it. And he stopped and he said, "Can you feel that?" Kind of like, because, you know, he's got his fucking hands in my mouth. It's like when they go to the dentist and they try to ask you about your day with their hands in your mouth. Like, how's school?
Good.
Anyway, so he asked me, you know, "Can you feel that?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Oh, well, I'll try to make it quick then." You know, he could have busted out the needle and numbed me up a little bit more, but no. I'm halfway there. Shut up, pussy.
You didn't tell me about that part.
Well, that's not exactly what he said, but that was the gist of it. He kept going.
Fucking dick. Oh,
you can feel
pissed.
That? Good to know. All right, here we go. What a douche.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
But this makes sense to me, and I've always kind of... Yeah. And another thing, I know it's not exactly the same, but like pain medications. Pain medications have never done shit for me.
Kyle, this fucker, he'll get a headache, and he can take like six fucking pills.
I took I took eight.
You took eight pills?
I took eight, like, ibuprofen or whatever, which isn't that big a deal, because ibuprofen...
Or whatever, yeah.
But I took eight of them.
Eight!
I've done this several times.
They recommend two.
No effect. Just for a headache. No effect. No effect
no
whatsoever.
No effect.
I've never been able to get rid of a headache with pain meds, or even dull it.
I can't take two, but I've taken eight. I have to take a handful. Maybe that justifies this theory even more.
I assume they work in a similar fashion.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work for me.
But I take like eight and I'm good. But damn,
I wonder if
you,
this
dude.
Is interesting to anyone else. But it's extremely interesting to me.
It's yeah.
And of course it doesn't have anything
nature.
It doesn't have anything to do with hair color, but it has to do with the same genes that are expressed that result in red hair.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, you have red hair, so you feel more pain.
Sucks. But yeah.
I wonder if there are more redheaded emo kids than there are, like, emo kids. Because maybe you can feel more emotional pain, too.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what I try, I just can't drown my emotions out with sports like the other kids. Anyway.
The whole redhead. Did you hear redheads might be endangered in the next 30 years?
I've heard that. Well, it's kind of a... It's like a recessive thing. You have to have...
How many redhead friends do you know? They should... Well,
enough.
Me? I know enough. Well, we got lucky, but back in the day, I didn't know any.
I never really even thought about it for, like, the longest time. I don't know.
It's kind of rare. Yeah.
Well, it is rare, I guess, because, like, I had a science class in high school.
Yeah.
And we were looking at shit under a microscope, and we were like, just as, like, I don't know what the point was, but we were looking at people's hair under a microscope.
Yeah.
And the science teacher was all too excited to look at my hair under the microscope because he'd never looked at redhead hair under the microscope. And he was telling me about how
in his whole life,
the pigment in red hair is essentially rust. It's like, I don't know, iron oxide or whatever.
Oh, okay.
He's like, yeah, the pigment in your hair is essentially rust. It's fascinating.
Fascinating.
This guy was also a little bit of a kook. Like, he once said that his ultimate dream was to find some kind of natural blue pigment to produce blue spaghetti.
God.
The guy was a little bit nutty.
A little nutty, yeah.
But yeah, so I guess it's pretty rare because he was old as fuck. He'd been teaching there for a
in
long time.
In all his years.
And in all his years, he'd never seen
redheaded hair?
Yeah.
Strand of hair?
Wow. I guess.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'd never really thought about it as a kid. And I used to get annoyed when people would call me Carrot Top. Yeah. Not because it was like an insult, because I don't care. I mean, I have red hair. You know, if you went around calling me redhead, I'm not going to get offended. But the reason I got offended was because the top of a carrot
is green.
Is green.
I never got that, but
I know
I can
that's
see why
kinda,
you were offended.
It's kind of nitpicky, but
it's a little nitpicky. Yeah,
but it's a little douchey to go around calling me a carrot top. So whatever.
I got called onion most of my life.
Well, that's because...
Because if you misspell the R, like, on the board at school...
Yeah, if you just, like, drag the end of the R down a little bit, it looks like an N, and then it's onion. Yeah.
God, that pissed me off.
Hilarious.
But anyway, that's going off
topic. And speaking of, like, kids calling names and stuff...
Yeah.
My last name is Aldrich, and it's kind of an ugly last name. Like, it's kind of clunky. I don't know. I mean, it's okay. I'm not mad that it's my last name. I don't really like it.
Yeah,
especially because Kyle Aldrich, because my first name ends in an L, and the last name begins with an A-L. It's like Kyle Aldrich.
God,
sounds,
blah, 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 blah.
You can't say it without sounding drunk. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, apparently when my dad was a little kid, kids at his school would call him Ostrich because they kind of sound alike, Aldrich and Ostrich.
That's retarded.
And my grandma told him, well, if those kids keep calling you Ostrich, I want you to say, I'd rather be an ostrich than a jackass like you. And I was a little kid when I heard this, and I thought that was the most badass thing ever, because his mom was telling him basically it was okay to swear at school.
Yeah.
Because she said, and obviously mom's, you know, authority overrules the school.
Yeah.
So nobody had ever called me ostrich, ever. But somehow, I was so desperate to use this phrase. Like, I saw a kid picking on somebody else.
Yeah.
And for something unrelated to his name at all. And it had nothing to do with... And, like, you know, part of that, that thing my grandma said was, like, you're calling me this kind of animal, so I'm calling you this other kind of animal, but it also means you're a douche.
Yeah.
You know? So, but I fucked that up, because it was like this kid was saying, like, I don't even remember what it was, like, you're fat and stupid. Yeah, well, he'd rather be fat and stupid than a jackass like you. Because I was so desperate to use the insult. Because I thought
in your
it was
head,
so
it was
cool.
So badass.
I was so justified.
Yeah.
In fact, it was even better because I was defending somebody else. That's selfless.
That is pretty badass.
I'm like
I'm
a fucking half-swearing superhero.
Yeah. Well, as a kid hearing that, that'd be, wow, off-putting. Whoa.
Blew everyone's mind.
He just swore.
Of course, the kid that I said it to, like, wasn't phased at all. He probably swears all the time.
A little badass piece of shit. I personally am a self-hating redhead. You ever seen, like, redheads? Like,
when you say self-hating redhead, do you mean you hate yourself for being a redhead? Or do you mean you just hate redheads?
I just hate redheads. Yeah. That's what I meant.
What are you saying?
But I don't like red hair in particular. But anyone that's ever seen a redhead, give or take, most of them are pretty fucking ugly. Full of freckles. Most are overweight.
Oh, hey.
Oh, shut up. No. No, I mean, like, really, like, Down syndrome overweight. Or wait a minute. Anyway.
Down syndrome overweight.
Back up. Anyway.
Yeah, they carry most of their weight in their eyelids.
They're really pale, just covered in freckles. They have that bright orange hair. Just like, I was born to be the epitome of beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know who loves fat redheads?
Yeah.
Black dudes. It's true. Black dudes. I mean, well, not all of them. But
what?
Fuck it, I'm so sick of qualifying. I'm so sick of qualifying this shit. But seriously, yeah. No. Have you, like, take a look around next time you're at the store.
Yeah.
Next time you see an interracial couple and it's a black dude and a white chick, take a look at her. I guarantee you, like, 7 or 8 times out of 10, it's going to be a fat redheaded chick.
Oh, that, I've seen that. That's true.
They love it.
Wow. Like, yeah, I've never noticed that shit.
They got to go for the most white of white women possible.
Which is the redhead, yeah.
Like, dude, if I'm going to date outside of my race, then I'm going to go all the fucking way.
Yeah.
I'd date a transparent girl if I could find one.
What is wrong with you, black men?
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
I got an idea.
What's that?
How about we end the fucking show?
Where are we at? All right.
Yeah, well, I think we've pretty much covered all the important bases.
We've covered it all, yes.
Fat redheads. You know, that's enough right there. That could have been a whole show.
Oh, tell me about it. Oh, fuck.
But, okay, what do we need to talk about here at the end?
Let's recap. Stickers.
Yeah, we still got the sticker page up. If you didn't hear the last episode, maybe this is the first one you're listening to. We're giving away free stickers.
Yes.
There's a link on the main page of the website, or you can just type it in. It's ijhatt.com, ijhatt.com/stickers.
Yup.
It's just a little form. You put in your email address, you put in the address you want it shipped to, and you put in your name. And it, you know, doesn't have to be your real name. I don't give a shit who I'm sending it to.
Yeah.
And we sent out the first batch already.
Oh, quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea how long it's going to take to get there because we sent it out regularly.
Hopefully Well, they're on their way. They're on their way.
Hopefully it won't take too long.
It shouldn't take too long.
But yeah, order more stickers. We got more stickers.
Yeah, and by default, if you don't specify how many you want, we're going to send out 5.
Right.
Unless you want more.
We did have one person say they wanted more because I don't want to say what they wanted to do because it sounded potentially illegal, but they said they wanted more than 5, so we sent them more. So if you do want more, just give us a reason, leave a note in the address field because there's a whole bunch of room to type there, and just explain why you want more, and if it makes sense, we'll send you more.
Yeah, they're pretty badass. What else we got? We got a Facebook page.
Yeah, we got a Facebook
page. For the
Itch Hats. We've got 49
fucking
there now.
Fans, yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty good.
They're growing every day.
That's
every
pretty
day
good, but I'd like
more.
To see it go up. So if you haven't become a Facebook fan yet and you have a Facebook, what the hell are you waiting for?
Yeah, on the site, on the right, it's going to say social networking. And under that, you'll see Facebook. Click on that. And if you got a Facebook, become a fan. If you don't, get a Facebook.
And we'll put updates on there just like we do on the Twitter that says, you know, there's a new show up. But on top of that, there's also discussion boards. You can nobody's posted in them yet, but you can talk about the episodes. You can talk about whatever you want. You can make a post about
whatever
what you ate this morning. I don't give a shit. Just talk to each other.
Anything.
Speaking of that, we were thinking, again, we talked about this in one of the earlier episodes. We're thinking about maybe getting a forum.
Yes.
But we need to know, you know, are you guys interested in talking to each other? Because we'll be on there for sure, and we'll post and stuff.
We have minimal input on this. Yeah.
But if it's just us posting, then, you know, what's the point?
Yeah.
And even if it was just us posting and you responding, then there's still not much point because you could just respond in the comments or on the Facebook page. But if you guys are interested, you know, if you want to talk to each other, talk about whatever, if we did start a forum, there'd be, you know, a place to discuss the episodes. There'd be a place to discuss the website. There'd be a place to discuss just whatever
talk
you
about
want.
Whatever
like
you
general
did
forum.
The previous, like over your weekend.
Yeah, just talk to each other. Post pictures
so
of yourselves.
So I boned a black
whatever.
Chick.
Yeah. So I boned a fat white chick, a fat redhead.
we will comment.
Hey, whatever you want to talk about. You could also submit story ideas or whatever, something you want us to talk about. You know, yeah. It's just another form of communication.
And more content potentially for the show.
So yeah. Let us know what you think about that.
And again, we have an about page up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We put up an about page. There's a little paragraph on there one of our friends wrote for us. It's a nice little thing. And there's a picture, so you can finally see what we look like. We have a picture up on the Facebook, too, but it's kind of an older one from a photo
booth. That's way back, yeah.
It's so good, though. It's pretty nice. What else? The MySpace page still isn't ready yet because I'm lazy, but it'll be up sooner or later. But honestly, who uses MySpace
who
anymore
the fuck?
Anyway?
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody I know gave up. Facebook is where it's at. Get a Facebook.
There's a Twitter. We're Idgehat on Twitter. There's a link to the Twitter on the main page.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as always, you can email us. My email is kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And mine is orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And of course, you can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
Yeah, you got that down.
Yeah, it's about fucking time I got it down.
It's awesome because...
Say it every week.
Yeah, it's on Skype. It'll ring twice. We're not going to pick up, but then you'll get our special outgoing message. If you want to just call it, you don't have to leave a message if you're a pussy, but listen to our outgoing message. It's cute.
No, I say you do have to leave a message.
All right.
I say you have to. Do it.
Do it. Anything. Even if you want to say, yeah, fuck it.
I hope I didn't hurt his feelings. Even Austin Trees didn't call in this week.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Austin, we love you, buddy. I was just trying to say that, you know, somebody else needs to fucking call, too. I'm not saying clear the line so somebody else can call, but somebody needs to fucking call. You guys are just hanging out and listening, and that's cool. I don't expect anything from you. This is a free podcast, but, you know, it's nice to have a little
voicemails
input.
Voicemails rock, gives
us,
man.
It gives us something to talk
comments,
about.
Yeah, everything, yeah. The more we have from you, the more content we have to talk about. So it's, you know, it's a back and forth instead of us just, you know, shooting the shit, which is cool. You know, if that's cool with you, whatever. But we need some exchange, you know, that makes it more interesting.
Yeah, I like it being a little interactive.
More interactive, yeah. We're all a big family, you know.
Yeah, we're a big fucking family.
It's like we're all, you know, sitting at a table over a pitcher and drinking some beers.
It's like we're the mafia, only less Italian and without the guns and, like, the drug running and shit.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah. So, yeah, do all that shit.
I think that's pretty much it. Have we missed anything?
Yeah, we covered everything.
Yeah, just check out the website. ijusthadaterriblethought.com or ijhat.com. IJHATT. Both lead to the same place. So whatever's easier for you.
Yeah.
Order some stickers.
Stickers. Check out our Facebook.
Emails, check out the Facebook. Send us comments.
Do it all.
Voicemails. Do
You'll
something.
You'll feel a lot better about yourself.
And I'll feel a lot better about you. And that's more important.
All right, guys. We will check you next week.
Peace out.
Peace out, motherfuckers.